And good morning. Today is Friday, May 15th. This is your morning interview, and we have Mike Morris in the studio with us. He is an instructor with the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association. How are you, Mike?
Just fine, thank you.
Did you arrive on boat, or did you come by a more traditional means of transport?
Well, when I first came to SIC, it was by Alaska Airlines. But the next summer, I did the ferry thing, so I guess I've done both.
What is your background? Tell me a little bit about what you've been doing for that. I know you've been a longtime teacher in Sitka, but how did you get so involved with boating and with marine safety?
Well, I guess I've always been around the water. Grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area and with Boy Scouts, which I was active with in Sitka for a long time. I worked on the waterfront, ended up being waterfront director for the council for a while. And when it came to Sitka, it was like, wow, I'm home. Yeah, there's a lot of water here. And it doesn't take you long to realize that if you're going to enjoy Sitka, what it has to offer, that you need to get out on the water somehow. So the wife and I bought a skiff, and we started back in the day. We got a commercial permit for fishing, and we pulled longline skates for halibut together for a while. And I did some commercial fishing with a fella, and done a lot of recreational boating, so AMSI's been a nice fit for me, as well as the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Yeah. Well, you are leading the first ever kind of boat safety class series. It's 7 classes you'll be offering through May and June. Every Monday, is that correct?
It's 2 days a week.
Mondays, 2 days a week.
Monday, Wednesdays, and then we have to switch because of Labor Day a little bit to a Tuesday, Thursday.
Oh, Labor Day. So this is going to go for...
not Labor Day. I meant
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. Oh, lost the summer.
It's okay. I've said all kinds of crazy things on the radio. We are so happy to have you with us to talk about this kind of first time that AMSI is offering all these safety classes together in a series. So you brought a list of them. Walk us through the shopping cart. What classes are available for people to take through you guys?
Okay, this is a series of courses, as you've said, and you can pick and choose. It's kind of like a smorgasbord buffet. So if you don't want to take all of them, that's fine. You can select certain ones. And we're going to start out on Monday at the beginning, I guess, with pre-underway kinds of information. And we approach classes, both the AMSI and the auxiliary, is risk management. So that's kind of a theme that overrides a lot of our educational courses. So we're going to talk about pre-underway, begin with 7 steps to survival, some filling in some float plans, and you can do that electronically now and save them, so it's a lot easier. Talk about pre-underway checklists and developing one for your own boat, and then we're going to do some simple charting, plotting on that first evening. And then on the 20th, we'll talk about environmentals, which is weather here, clothing, hypothermia, life jackets and such that all go along hand in hand with that.
Okay, so that's class number 2.
That's number 2 on the third class, which is the 26th of May, what's called our what ifs. You get in trouble, what do you do? What if something happens? So we talk about signaling basics, flares. We have some inert flare kits that we'll be using. Talk about VHF radios, we'll practice mayday calls, talk about cell phones, personal locator beacons, and then people overboard, just reboarding as one of the emergencies.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at the end of the interview
later,
for sure.
Yeah.
Class number 4?
28th is flare demonstrations, and we will be out at Past Whale Park. We'll talk about that at the class, but we'll actually be deploying flares, handheld flares, maybe a parachute flare, give people a chance to actually do that and suit you up so you won't get singed. And we'll go out to AMSI and do some firefighting, actually use a handheld extinguisher. A lot of people have never done that.
I always think about that with bear spray. I've never actually
deployed
bear spray.
Yeah.
And it would be good to just know what it feels like.
Yeah, you learn upwind and downwind real quick with with those.
With flares, I imagine.
It's, yes.
So fifth class?
The fifth class is with Gary Denherter, who is a mechanic. He owns Gary's Outboards. That's at UAS, and we'll actually have some outboard motors there and a test tank so people get a chance to do some troubleshooting and look at some simple maintenance issues with Gary. Then the next class on June 3rd is our pre-on-the-water training. So we talk about docking. We'll do some knot tying. We'll actually run through a risk assessment profile. Anchoring, we have a small practice anchor we'll actually use in the classroom, and just how to prepare to be towed in. And that's in preparation for those that have a boat that would like to go out on the water. I would be more than happy to go on board, and we can do some close quarter maneuverings. We'll put some buoys out, and we can actually practice overboard. We're not going to toss anybody over, but we can simulate that pretty well.
And this is the final class of the series.
That would be the final class of the series.
On June 6th and 7th, it looks
like. Yeah, it depends on how many people we want to do it, but we may have to do it on 2 days just to accommodate everybody.
So that's the most experiential class.
That is.
You'll be out on the water.
Right. And a lot of it is we try and keep it as hands-on as we can, just instead of a lot of PowerPoint you to death kind of thing. So
that's great. So, and there will be, with knot tying, will there be ropes for people to
practice
with?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, we've made Coast Guard the auxiliary. We have a board that has cleats on it, has rails on it and such, so you can actually, this is how you tie that knot to keep the boat snug to the to the dock, and this is how you tie this and that, so lots of practice.
Who did you have in mind for this class when you strung them all together? Is it experienced boaters? Is it novice boaters? Who do you want to reach with this class?
Well, actually, a mix is really nice, but I think we really have, it's recreational boating for one thing, and we thought, well, this would be kind of an entry-level class, but is always something to be picked up in these courses. We've had some people that have been hugely experienced. One class I taught, guy has taken his boat around Baranoff Island just as a wreck boater multiple times, and a very highly experienced guy here. And he said, I learned stuff. And they're always nice to have in class because the new boaters pick up a lot of information from them. It's a good thing.
What is the thing that people always say, I didn't know that? I really didn't know that. Is there some skill or aspect of recreational boating that a lot of people aren't as, I assume most people know you're supposed to bring a PFD, but.
Right, yeah, and wear it.
At the bare minimum.
At the bare minimum.
But what is the thing that maybe he said that, wow, I didn't know that?
Well, a lot of times it's, you just never know what's going to jump out of the box. We had one guy that had been trailering his boat for a year and a half and had no idea what the chains were for that you cross to keep the tongue if it falls off the ball from hitting the ground and then pitch-pulling over your vehicle. He said, well, that's what they're for. It was like, oh, that was a real awakening for all of us in the class to have that. I think a lot of the cold water stuff information is, it's still a lot of myths out there concerning you hit that water, 5 minutes later, you're a goner kind of thing.
Yeah, walk us through that drill. If someone goes overboard, what should you do?
Oh, well, yeah, the first thing you have to do is you have to have a plan before you go out. Because if you try and make up a plan at the time that happens, that's going to be really difficult. Because if there's only two of you on board, who's going to fall overboard? Is one of the two of you? Or you're looking at a set of 10-year-old eyeballs in the boat, maybe. So you've got to have a plan ahead of time. And you can't take your eyes off of that person ever. That somebody has to spot them. So if you're by yourself, that's going to be really difficult. So there are a lot of preventive things that you need to do before, you know, to make sure that you don't lose contact with them or even fall overboard. And then retrieving them back again. So what we talked about before class with the trim and tilts now on the engines, if somebody's got a lot of clothing, big person, having a hard time getting them on the boat, shut the engine down, have them get around behind the back of the boat, straddle that outdrive, and then just lift the trim and tilt. Or if you're by yourself, that is on the back of the outboard housings now, a lot of the newer ones, and you can pull yourself right out of the water and get yourself into the splash well if you have one, and then onto the back of the boat. So, yeah, we'll talk about a lot of different ways of retrieving people.
Last thing to ask you is, how can people participate in this class? What's the cost of the whole series, the cost of each class, and how can they sign up?
Well, let's see, the cost of the entire series is $140, and I can't remember what the cost of, to tell you the truth, with the
I guess if
the
you
individual.
If you break it down, it's no more than 20, probably.
Yeah, I'd have to check with AMSI. Mm-hmm. The best way to do that is just to go online or call, and you can just AMSI.org, AMSEA, and or call AMSI at 747-3287 and register for the class.
And what about people who want to get in touch with you, who who understand you are a boat guru and perhaps have an embarrassing question to ask. We could do a car talk, but it's boat talk.
Boat talk.
That would be a great show, actually. How can people get in touch with you if they have a question?
Call me on my home phone, 747-8039. Leave a message. If I'm not around, I'll get back to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mike, for coming in and talking with us. We have been speaking with Mike Morris. He is the lead instructor for this 7-part class on recreational boating safety. You can take the whole series or you can take just one of the classes. They begin on Monday.
That's correct.
And Mike is with the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association. Thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.